This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A brand new year, and we've got a number of programs focused on kind of a reset. A lot of people always are doing resets in the new year. And from Thrive Umpqua, the executive director, Jess Hand, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Happy New Year.
Yeah, and here we go. You know, for a lot of people, it is, we've done programs already the last few days talking about financial resets and now talking about health and well-being over the next couple of days. I can tell you that the traffic volume at the YMCA last night was much higher than it was 2 weeks ago. It was almost one point there. I was really, well, in fact, the other night I went in and I had to literally wait for a machine to be open. And at the time I go, late afternoon, that doesn't happen. Everybody's getting these, restarts. They want to change something about their life, whether it's health or their financial picture or whatever. But a lot of times it's like a short-lived thing and check back at the end of the month and people don't always stick with it. So we want to talk about some of the things Thrive Umpqua does to help people make long-term changes. And I guess maybe go back to the front end of things with Thrive Umpqua, known locally for a number of years under that name, but starting out as part of Blue Zones. Talk about what Blue Zones is all about and how all that got started on a worldwide level.
Yeah, absolutely. It all began here in our local community back in 2017. At that time, there was an initiative rolling out across Oregon called Blue Zones Project, as well as dozens of communities across the U.S. We had the opportunity to apply to become a Blue Zones Project demonstration community. It was a very competitive, selective process, and we were one of four chosen at that time. And a demonstration community for Blue Zones Project means showing a deep commitment, investment to wanting to change well-being for your local community. So it's now, fast forward 9 years later, we are now Thrive Umpqua. We were able to continue the transformative work of Blue Zones Project that really made a difference here in the local community. And we saw value and, hey, let's continue offering these programs and services to make well-being rise for Douglas County. The Blue Zones name, I get a lot of questions about that. Where does that come from? It's based on research that was done by National Geographic and Dan Buettner back in the early 2000s about these longevity hotspots they were discovering around the globe. There were five: Icaria, Greece; Sardinia, Italy; Costa Rica; Japan; and the only one here in the U.S. was Loma Linda, California. And these people were leading extraordinarily long lives, and they had common things that they all did. It wasn't just a gym. It wasn't just a New Year's resolution. It was a way of life for them. It was a rhythm. And we talk about those as being called the longevity principles. It's a lot of what the work is for Thrive Umpqua today. And I'll quickly go over those longevity principles, which I know we'll talk a lot more about in this interview. Move more, not just, running a marathon, which I know some of us do, looking at you, Kyle, but it's also just getting out and being active on a regular cadence throughout your day, whether that's taking a walk with a loved one or just kind of getting up and stretching if you're stuck at a desk. It's connection, too. It's being close to your loved ones, the people in your life that matter to you, connecting with new friends, connecting with your neighbors. It's unwinding. There's inevitable stress right now, right? But what are some of the rhythms we can take in to de-stress and unwind at the end of each day and each week? Plant, eating well, of course that matters. We talk a lot about that, right? But it's also cultivating a positive outlook, too, and finding ways to live on purpose, having a strong sense of purpose. This all matters and adds years to our life.
You know, when Dan Buettner was here, as you guys really unrolled this whole concept, one of the things I was struck with back then, of these locations, they're really different from each other.
Yeah, they span the entire globe.
Yeah, cultures are different, income levels are different, there's a lot of aspects that are different, but yet they really have dug deep, and the results are obvious when you see people live much longer and much healthier for much, most all of their lives.
Absolutely. I think in some of the communities that you look at the globe, like in Sardinia, the world's longest living men, you know, on average getting 10 years longer than we're getting here in the U.S. In Japan, it was world's longest living women. They have one centenarian born for every 200 women. Here in the U.S., it's like one in the thousands, right? So what are they doing to have such a stark difference in their longevity? That's what we're really interested in with our work here.
And occasionally here, it does happen, but I mean, literally, if you turn 100 in Roseburg, you'll probably get a news story or mention on the radio or something.
Peggy Konzak at the Y, right?
Yeah. And we had another person we talked about a couple of weeks ago. It was 104.
Yeah.
And didn't get a chance to talk to him, but found out more about him. But those are such rarities.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in other cultures, they're not.
Yeah, and that's the work for us, is how do we make this more the norm? How do we make this the cultural shift here in the community? And it's not all about just you as an individual making a New Year's resolution, but what are we doing as a community to really support the healthy choice being the easy choice in the organizations where we spend a lot of time, our work sites, our schools, but also working with city government leaders to talk about how do we design neighborhoods for health? How do we design city policy for health, too, so it really sticks?
Now, you mentioned the one community in Italy, which is?
Sardinia.
So I wasn't there, but when I was in Tuscany 3 months ago, you know, it was interesting to watch some of that happen because, you know, what I experienced there was people ate, it's some great food. I mean, oh my gosh, it's Italy. But, you know, the first night we were there, we were at the top restaurant in the city. And what I was struck by was the fact that they were using one of these Blue Zones things called portion control, you know, and yeah, you had some pasta, but they did not back a truck up to dump it on your plate. You know, it was a responsible portion, but you had vegetables and you had salad and other healthy things as well. And, you know, I saw that throughout the week there. It was really fascinating.
I think there's a lot we can learn from some of those cultures like Italy and Japan about mindful eating. In Japan, they call it hara hachibu. It's a phrase, a saying they say before each meal, which means I will only eat till I'm 80% full and then I'll stop. Imagine saying that before each meal. That would help us be a little bit more in tune with how we're consuming those calories, right?
You know, we had a family gathering last weekend up north, and I actually watched that take place in not the order it's supposed to happen. It was where somebody said, oh, I should have stopped a while ago.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of had sensed that watching them because they were really going for it on some things. And then they're like, this was not a good idea. So you're doing all this work. You know, it's diet, it's exercise, it's a lot of other things. How has the organization evolved here in the Umpqua Valley?
Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of evolution. What's neat about Thrive Umpqua today is we are locally led. We're a nonprofit organization that is really trying to let the community lead with what these programs and services look like when I say locally led. So for us, when we became Thrive Umpqua, we're like, wow, we have all this research and what a great foundation we had from Blue Zones Project. We were trained by experts. We were able to tap into a lot of best practices from other communities. We took all that with us, but we were able then to customize and localize a lot of the programs that we offered. So there's much more flexibility today. And so you'll see there's certainly some common themes, some things that we did under Blue Zones Project we continue to do today. We just might call them a different name. The MOIs, those social groups that get together for a common purpose, like walking or potlucks, those still continue today. We have walking groups that continue to meet and get out on this each Saturday, go to the farmer's market, and then take a stroll together. We have cooking clubs and classes that still get together to learn new recipes and healthy ways of eating. But we're able to then kind of reach new populations and groups in the community that we weren't able to reach before. In the past, it was very much a Roseburg-centric project because of it being a three-year phase with Blue Zones Project. Now we're able to expand out and reach more communities around Douglas County, which is really exciting for us.
What do you see the response being when you talk to somebody now versus maybe at the front end where maybe the reception was really questioning?
I think folks really understand now what it's about. I think we always have more work to do in this field. We're still meeting people that are newcomers. They just moved here. They want to learn what this initiative is all about and how they can get involved. We've reached over 100 different organizations at this point participating at some level, but there's still others that we haven't had the honor to work with yet that we would love to work with. So it's ever increasing and expanding. I think people now really see what it's about when we talk about longevity principles and the scope of our work, all the different organization types, all the different policies that we work on. I think there's more of a foundational understanding of what that is today.
Jess Hand is the Executive Director of Thrive Umpqua. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. Jess Hand, Executive Director of Thrive Umpqua, talking about a New Year's reset and living maybe a little healthier lifestyle. One of the things people ask when I will talk about Thrive Umpqua or somebody will ask about your organization is, where do they get the money to do that?
Yeah, I think what an incredible opportunity we had. When we launched this Blue Zones project, we had some outside funding that came from Cambia Health Foundation that jumpstarted this whole initiative, as well as 8 local funders here in the community that made this possible. And many of those original funders are still with us to today. The city, the ESD, ADAPT, the tribe, the Ford Family Foundation, Umpqua Health Alliance have been incredibly in supportive of this initiative, of it continuing as Thrive Umpqua. We also access a mix of grants, national, state, and local grants that make this work possible and make all of the events that we offer free, which we are so glad we're able to do.
Now, you're heading into your 4th annual Community Wellbeing Challenge. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this was a challenge we kicked off 4 years ago, as you said. We were looking for ways to make wellness programs as easy as and accessible in the community as possible, and to put it under the umbrella of a well-being challenge that runs year-round. So there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of hype about the new year, right? But we really want this to be something that sticks, where you can jump in and become part of a challenge, become part of a well-being movement that is year-round. And so what we do is we offer dozens of free wellness events throughout the year. So for example, in January, we're kicking off this month, we have weekly yoga classes that are free at the Vortex Center every single Wednesday. So you can drop in at your lunchtime, get a free yoga class. What a great way to unwind and de-stress. We also have weekly walks, like I mentioned, leaving from the Thrive Umpqua office on Saturdays, taking a quick, beautiful walk around downtown, and then checking out the farmers market, which will open back up on the 10th. We also offer a new series that kind of evolved out of our Happier Hours event. These are all about connection and learning something new, doing something with your mind, something different, getting to know new people in the community. These have previously been held at our office around some sort of art therapy, but now we are actually moving over to Umpqua Valley Arts Association this month, and we'll be hosting Learn and Create Nights over there on the 3rd Thursday of each month. So you can drop in, have a happier hour with some refreshments with us, learn a new art form with a guided hands-on activity, and then do some of your own open creative time, whether you want to bring an art project, draw, paint, knit, weave, whatever sounds inviting to you. Those will be held each month. We also team up with DPHN for these virtual lunch and learns. These are hosted mostly every single month, and we've been offering a variety of topics that relate to as medicine. We've done everything from sleep as medicine to movement as medicine, connection, purpose. The one that we have this month is all about emergency preparedness and readiness with several local experts here. And last but not least, we also team up with other partners to do some purpose and service related events. MLK Day is coming up. We'll be teaming up once again with Umpqua Watersheds. So you can get a little taste of the wide range of well-being activities that are offered. This is just what's on the slate for this month of January.
And as you mentioned, you really work not just with individuals, but a lot of organizations to kind of help maybe the company look at things differently, make healthier shifts.
Exactly. I think that's what it takes. It takes a community rallying around something like this. Sure, we can offer a lot of great free classes and programs, but I think when change really sticks, it's when organizations take it on and really see the importance of investing in well-being for their staff and their students, their congregation, whatever it may be, whatever organization. We also work with churches. We work with restaurants and grocery stores to make the healthy choice the easy choice. And that's when we really begin to see that culture change here in the community and have been really privileged to witness that over the last 9 years, what those changes look like.
And I know you probably got people that that volunteer with you now and help with various things that sort of walked into this not so sure they were going to stick with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what it's firsthand, right? When you get to experience something firsthand and you realize, wow, this is actually fun, or I met some new people I wouldn't have met otherwise. I think that's when people really start to see the benefit of some of these programs and get involved. We have a lot of volunteers that have stuck with us for quite some time just because they take so much enjoyment out of them. And for them, it gives them a strong sense of purpose being a part of it as well.
Yeah, talk about that purpose aspect, because I think at the front end of things, just in the initial rollout, I was basically thinking diet and exercise, but there's so much more to it.
That's what I love about these longevity principles. It's so holistic. It's not just eating well and moving more, which we know are so important, but it's some of these, I should say, or could say, softer aspects of wellness, like a strong sense of purpose. And that one, when you look at the research attached to it, if you can get up each morning and know, like, why I'm getting up today, what really matters to me, what drives me, strong sense of purpose adds 7 years more to your life, is what they've studied. It's powerful, as well as the connection piece, too. I think many of us here that in the U.S. and even in other countries, we're living through this epidemic of loneliness right now, even more so since COVID, right, where we feel really isolated. But if you're not in touch with regular people or close friends that you don't feel like you can call on a bad day, that is almost like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, just that strong sense of isolation. So we want to do all that we can to combat that and provide opportunities for connection through the community.
And really, in some ways, kind of get people off of screen time.
Exactly. I mean, absolutely. I think that's one huge element that's changed in our community and in the U.S., I should say, over the last, decade now, since smartphones have come around. It's eyes down. We're not talking to each other anymore at the dinner table, right? We're not looking at people on the street when we pass them by. How can we overcome some of those isolating behaviors like the screen time?
Yeah, and it's funny, it's not really not funny, but the reality is, because this happens to be, especially with this kind of work, is I communicate with people all over the country every day. And I've got friends who live all over the world that I go way back with. And it's amazing sometimes that I may talk with one of my friends in India, but I may not talk to the neighbor next door.
Right. Yeah, we have access now. We can talk to a lot more people regularly, which is a beautiful thing. It's definitely a plus to the technology that we have. But let's not forget our own backyard, our own neighborhoods, too.
So as you look for this upcoming year, what are some of the other things you have on the horizon?
Yeah, we have several signature events that we've offered for a couple years now that we are planning to offer again in 2026. We hosted the Longest Table for the second time last fall. Basically, what Longest Table is a free community dinner where we shut down either the bridge or we shut down downtown, and we invite the community to come sit down and talk about what they love about the Umpqua Valley and what they would like to see in this area too. We had over 400 people attend last year in downtown, and there were hundreds of ideas that were submitted for community projects, many of which we're funding now and helping to bring to life this coming year. So we'll host that dinner again in the fall. We also offer a free community 5K at Ford's Pond. Had 300 people come out and participate in that last year. Plan to do it again. It's such a beautiful setting out there.
You know, this Longest Table thing, from my understanding, is really big in one of the places I got to go to in Italy, in Siena. And there, it's like 1,500 people.
That's impressive. I don't know if we can get there here. It is an undertaking, let me say, even for 400. How beautiful to have 1,500 show up for that.
Yeah, I don't know how you do the logistics for all of that, but they do it. It's not a once-a-year thing. It's fairly regular.
I love that. Yeah, we would love to host more of those community dinners, even at the neighborhood level. A smaller block party style would be really fun.
So if people want to find out more about the upcoming events or see where they can get plugged in, how do they get connected with Thrive Umpqua?
Absolutely. Our website is a great place. It has all the details for the Wellbeing Challenge. It has all the events that I mentioned. You can also go to our Facebook page. If you're a Facebook or Instagram user, we post there regularly as well.
All right. Jess Hand from Thrive Umpqua, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.